Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember, we looked in Psalm 110, verse number 4, where it talked about forever, about the order of Melchizedek. How long is forever? A long time. So again, he's replacing this order of the Levitical priesthood now with that order of Melchizedek, who Jesus fulfills in that. Now Jesus is the high priest, not Melchizedek, but the order Jesus is now. The law of Moses made no provision for a priesthood from the tribe of Judah. Remember, where did the priest have to come from? Tribe of Levi, not the tribe of Judah. So just in that, there had to be a change, because the law of Moses said they have to come through the tribe of Levi. Well, Jesus did not come from the tribe of Levi. He came from the tribe of Judah. So that necessitated a change. The entire system of the Old Testament law had been fulfilled in Jesus Christ and had been taken out of the way. This is real important as we look about this thing about the law. In Colossians chapter number 2, verses 13 and 14, we read these words: "And you, being dead in your sins and the circumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances." This is speaking about the law. He blotted it out that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. So when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary and he resurrected again, he became that high priest for us. He nailed that law to the cross. No, it's no longer in effect. Now, the Gentiles were never under law. That was a Jewish thing. We just did the things according to the law. That's a whole nother lesson. But he's talking to the Jewish people here. You're no longer under the law. You're under grace. The believer has been set free from the law. We read in Galatians chapter number 5 that we're now free from the law. Matter of fact, we're celebrating Independence Day this Tuesday. Freedom. Do you know that Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free"? And when you're free indeed. Do you know we're free in Christ? We're not bound to the law. We're free in Christ. And that's what it's saying here in Galatians chapter number 5. Let me read first six verses. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage," that law. "Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law." Now, we know about circumcision and uncircumcision. That's a whole other topic. But the Jews were circumcised. The Gentiles were uncircumcised. That's a whole other story. That's what he's talking about here. "Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you who are justified by the law." If you think the law saves you, God, Christ can't help you. That's what the word of no effect means. "For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Christ did away with the law. That's what he is saying. By the way, when it talks about being free from the law, does not mean free to sin, or that it gives us a license to sin, or we have a right to be lawless. That's not what that means at all. It literally means that we are free now to do his will and not our. Before we were unbelievers, we were not free to do his will. But now that we're believers, we are free to do his will. "Not my will be done, but thy will be done." Jesus had told that to the Father. We're free now in Christ to do his will. Well, what a difference. What a difference between law. I had a paper somewhere, and I read it months ago, and I'll read it. I have a copy of this out there if you don't have a copy of this. About the difference between law and grace, because that's what, again, the Apostle Paul was talking to the Hebrew people because they were living by the law. They're believers, and some of them still were holding to the law, like the church, Galatians, the churches there. The Jewish people would come, and Paul would say, "Oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Were you saved by grace, or were you saved by law? Well, why do you want to go back?" Okay? Well, there's a tremendous difference between law and grace. And let me share this with you. Under the law, it prohibits the approach to God. They could not approach to God. Under the law, you had to go to a... But under grace, it invites our approach. How much better grace is than law? In the law, under the law condemns the sinner. Under grace, it redeems the sinner. What a difference. The law says, do this and live. Grace says, it's done. The law says, try, do this. Grace says, it is finished. The law curses the sinner. Grace blesses the believer. The law slays the sinner. Grace saves the sinner. The law shuts every mouth. Grace opens every mouth. The law condemns the best man, but grace saves the worst man. Amen. The law says, pay what you owe. Grace says it's paid in full. The law says the wages of sin is death. Grace says the gift of God is eternal life. The law says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Grace says believe and live. The law reveals man's sin. It was our schoolmaster, reveals man's sin. But grace atones for man's sin. Law gives knowledge of sin. Grace provides redemption from sin. The law was given by Moses. Grace comes through Jesus Christ. Law demands obedience. Grace gives the power to obey. Law was written on stone. Grace is written on our hearts. The law was done away with in Christ. Grace abides forever. The law puts man under bondage. Grace sets a soul at liberty. Law brings fear. Grace brings peace. The law, under the law, the sheep dies for the sheep. Under grace, the shepherd dies for the sheep. Under the law, man brought the sacrifice to God. But under grace, God brought the sacrifice to how much better grace is, how much better Jesus Christ is than the law. And this is what Paul was trying to encourage these believers. Don't go back. You have it so much better. Why do you want to go back? Well, let's continue on. Verse number 15 through 19. Now, he's going to start turning the similarities now from Melchizedek. He's going to now point it to Christ. Verse number 15 through 19. And it is yet far more evident. I love that. If you don't see it now, it's far more evident. There's no debate that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest. The word similitude, it means alike. One like him, but he's even better. That's what this is talking about. That arises another priest. Now he's going to talk about Jesus Christ. Who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Jesus Christ, he was born of a virgin. He was not of the seed of Adam like we are. And that's what it's talking about. Not made after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He's speaking about Jesus Christ. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitable thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope. Who's that better hope? Christ Jesus.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.